Mission A, when somebody experienced a miracle, or he was saved from a dangerous situation, for example, he crossed the sea, or he recovered from a dangerous illness, so he is obligated to bring a carbon taidah. And apart from the animal which he brings as the carbon taidah, he also brings with that 40 loaves. 10 loaves are loaves of bread, chometz, and 30 of the loaves are matzah. And some of those loaves are given to the kohanim to eat, whereas most of the loaves are given to the owner, to the one bringing the carbon taidah, and then he shares that with his guests and his family. And by bringing so many loaves, that means he's going to make a whole feast and publicize the miracle which Hashem performed for him. Now, it's true that he's sharing the loaves with lots of people, but there were still lots of loaves to eat. And the halacha is that the loaves had to be eaten by midnight of the night after they were brought. And it was therefore forbidden to bring a carbon taidah on Erev Pesach, because since many of the loaves were chometz, it would be very likely that the loaves would not be able to be finished by the time the obligation of hashbasa began, the prohibition of owning any chometz and eating any chometz. And so it was forbidden to bring carbon taidah on Erev Pesach. Because of that, on the day before Erev Pesach, on the 13th of Nisan, there were more carbonos taidah brought than most days. And because of that, there were more of the loaves of the carbon taidah which were not eaten. And so there were lots of leftover loaves on Erev Pesach. And about those two loaves, the Oidam Rabbi Yehuda furthermore said, Shtei chalei shel taidah, two of the loaves of the taidah, of the carbon taidah, and we're referring to loaves which were brought on the previous day, and are therefore invalid right now on Erev Pesach. Pasulos, they were invalid because they were past the day where they were brought. Munochis al-gag ha-itztavah, they were placed on the roof of the itztavah, which is a sort of area where people could sit on Harabayis, on the area surrounding the Beit HaMikdash, and two of the loaves were placed on top of there so that lots of people could see the loaves. And if you recall, in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Huda said that it's permitted to eat chometz for the entire fourth hour of the day. During the fifth hour, it's forbidden to eat it, but you don't need to destroy it. You're still allowed to benefit from it. And then at the beginning of the sixth hour, you should burn the chometz. So says Rabbi Huda over here, Kol zman shemunachos, as long as the loaves were, both loaves were still placed on the roof of the itztavah, Kol ha'om oichlin, all of the people would know that they're still able to eat chometz. Nikla achas, once one of the loaves was taken away, the chachomim or the kohanim would make sure to take away one of the loaves at the beginning of the fifth hour. Toilin, so the people would hang, they would suspend, meaning they wouldn't eat, but they wouldn't burn. Like Oichlin v'Leisoifin, they would not eat chometz, but they did not need to start burning the chometz. And then Nitlu Shtein, both of the loaves were taken away, meaning they would make sure that the second loaf was also taken away at the beginning of the sixth hour, at which point, Tischilu Kol Am Sofrin, all of the people began to burn the chometz, because they knew that now was the time to burn the chometz. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we saw the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda for how long one is able to eat chometz on Erev Pesach. According to Rabbi Meir, one is allowed to eat it until the end of the fifth hour, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is forbidden to eat it after the fourth hour already. Now, Rabbi Gamliel is in the middle, and Rabbi Gamliel says, Chulin, when it comes to regular produce, regular food which has been tithed, then it's permitted for anybody to eat. Necholim kol arba can only be eaten for all of the first 4 hours of the day, but at the end of the fourth hour of the day, it's forbidden to eat it. So that is like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, utruma, truma which is the food which only kohanim can eat, they receive it as a gift from the Yisraelim who are farmers, and it is forbidden to destroy truma unless it's really necessary. And because of that, it is permitted to eat truma kol chomesh for the entire fifth hour as well. And then, both Truma and Chulin, the Sofim B'Schlas Sheish, one burns them at the beginning of the sixth hour, just like Meir and Abiyahuda hold.